Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that hath begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to say thank you for joining the Anointing for Gospel Center on this Friday, May 19th, the Anointed Women's Ministry just wants to say thank you. Thank you for taking your lunch time, your break, just your time to be able to spend with us this Friday afternoon. We just wanted to say thank you, and we just honor God, and we thank God for this day, for this life, for the opportunity, for this moment. We honor him, and we thank God for him and for all of you for taking your time out in this day. So with this topic for today, what came to me actually right before the broadcast, the topic name. I have the scripture, but it's not the name. And the name that came to me is, in your moment, you will never be put to shame. And now, mind you, I've said it before. Oftentimes, I don't know what the broadcast is going to be about, because I've learned if you just put your faith in God, rely upon him, even if it's the 11th hour, 12th hour, he will never fail you. He will never make you out to be ashamed. And recently, I've heard that scripture. My pastor said that scripture recently, and that is, God will not make us out to be ashamed. So this actually yesterday, the Lord led me to go back over some notes, and I went over some notes, and it was dated in 2017. And this scripture came to me, which actually comes out of 1 Peter 2:6. And it says, for in scripture, it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. I wanted to go over that because I know that we've been taught, I know I've been taught that you just got to keep going. You just got to keep doing and keep doing. That is true. All we can do is what we've been given. But what we have is this moment. The breath that God has given us in this moment, the time that he's given us, and understanding that both of them belong to him. So whatever our moment is, whatever our reality brings in this day, know that God has especially given us this moment. And you know what? Sometimes it's easier said than done, because sometimes our moments can bring disappointment. Sometimes our moments can bring despair. Sometimes our moments can bring shame and blame, what the enemy tries to put upon us, overwhelming circumstances, frustrations, confusion. And we know all those things the enemy tries to oppress God's people with. But whatever we may find ourselves in, God wants to encourage that whatever our moment is, he is our cornerstone. He is the one who is our, the one that we can lean upon, the one that we can rely upon. Because in the ancient Israel time, when they would build, and we can even look at it today, they have to have a solid foundation in order to build a house or to build a building upon that. So during ancient Israel time, they had to have a cornerstone which was larger, stronger than the other stones that were also going to be laid. Because this cornerstone was the important, the most important piece in the foundation. And that's who Christ is to us. Think about it. Even in times when we may have, or if you know someone who may have injured their leg, ankle, toe, we've experienced where you stub your toe and you got to grab on something that you know is sturdy. Because when you are unable to stand on both of your two feet and you need to lean upon something to give you the rest that you need to alleviate some of that pressure, the pain that you're feeling, you got to lean upon something to give you what you need so you can stand. And that's who Jesus is to us. He's the one who stands so we could be able to lean upon. So whatever moment you find yourself in today, whether it be discouragement, whether it be disappointment, wherever you are at, Jesus Christ is our foundation. He grounds us in the reality of our moment. I was thinking about it earlier, and I said, yeah, well, you know, sometimes, you know, you would want to be over in Maldives somewhere and island somewhere and or just oftentimes anywhere than where you're at. But the reality is that this is the moment that God has appointed for us, just like God appointed his son to be the, who has paid the ultimate sacrifice. Remember, when Jesus was on this earth, when he was crucified, he went through the agony. He went through the mockery. He was in the midst of those in whom he came to die for, who mocked him, those abused him. And when a man during that time was exposed in public, it was shameful. And he was put on display in everything that he went through. So whatever our moment is today, whatever our moment is, you can lean upon Christ. There is nothing that is impossible for God to do. And that knowing that he, the cornerstone, when we think of a cornerstone, just think of those boulders, we can look at it naturally. It's solid. It is able to hold. That's who Christ is. And the scripture goes on to say he was chosen. He was especially selected. And what Merriam-Webster's dictionary talks about when it describes chosen is that he's the one who is the object of choice, of divine favor, an elect person. This was someone that was so set apart. Because remember, no one, no human being on this earth could have ever fulfilled the requirement for this ultimate price. And so because of that, we can rely upon him. Because everything that we face at this moment, you will never be put to shame. Because you're not leaning on a chair with three legs that's unstable. But you're leaning on a boulder that is bigger than you, higher than you, and even greater than the situation. Because God has especially chosen Christ to be that one that will lift you up, to be that one that will hold us up. And he will even touch somebody else's heart to say, call this person. Go to the store at the very moment you're there to just encourage you, to remind you that God sees you. And knowing that God, he sees all things, he knows all things, but sometimes we can look at things in a grand scheme of things. But what I want to encourage you is to draw into the moment you're at. In that moment, you won't be ashamed. In this moment, you will not remain in disappointment. In this moment, you will not remain in agony. In this moment, you will not remain in despair. In this moment, you will not remain in weakness. In this moment, you will not remain. Because God has given us a reassurance in his word to say we will never be made ashamed. As long as we continue to put our trust in him, guaranteed us that. He has put it before us So all we have to do is in this moment, just lean on him. Sometimes I remember hearing at church where they would talk about the old time stories, where sometimes something could be so deep that you can't even do nothing but moan. If that's where you're at this day, you are not alone. All you have to do is lean on God, because the Holy Spirit is so awesome. He knows it. That even when we don't have the words to say, he will take it up to the Father. And Jesus, interceding on our behalf, both day and night, will intercede to the Father to say, work it out for us. Turn this situation around. Give it to us. Whatever it is, he will never make us out to be ashamed. And that's the encouragement that we have today. And remembering that Jesus is the best qualified person for this task because of what he's been through. And remembering that he is our cornerstone. He is the one who grounds us in reality. Grounding us in what our moment is, realizing that, look, yeah, you may want to be out and doing this because society says that this is what it looks like and this is what it should be, but the reality of it is this is your reality. This is my reality. And that God will never put more on us than we can bear. And I know we've heard that. But that he will give us what we need to be able to lean on him, to continue to trust him, because he's given us that measure of faith to be able to lean on him. Not looking at everybody else's faith, not looking at everybody's talents and gifts and all of that. But what did he give you? He's given you what you need to lean on him. In other words, to trust him for whatever you need. Because we can look at things so on such a large scale and so great and so grand that it's overwhelming. Like, where do I even begin? Just begin in the moment. Whatever the moment is. He's that. He's the one to supply our very need. And then the scripture goes on to describe that this cornerstone is also precious. This cornerstone is precious, meaning valuable, of high price, highly esteemed, or cherished, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. That's who we serve. That's the one that we serve. It's like, wait a minute, God has given us the best. He's given us the best out of heaven to remind you today that you are not standing on your own. You are not leaning on your own hopes and dreams, but you're leaning in the foundation who has everything that you need, and he will not allow you to fall over. I remember seeing sometime that there was a couples exercise. I remember seeing, and one had to stand in front of the other. Not one, you don't know how far back that the other one is, but you have to trust that when the person who was instructing to tell you who's in front to fall back. Mind you, you have no clue how far they are, even though this may be your partner, but there's still possibly that hesitation. Is this person paying attention? Because they're not counting down to say 3, 2, 1, fall. They may just say fall. Is that person behind you reliable? Christ is reliable to catch us. He has given us. God has given us the utmost best out of heaven, who is qualified to be the I am of your life. Just like God had told Moses when he had given Moses the instruction to go into Egypt to tell the elders. And Moses was like, wait a minute, who am I to say who sent me? God is just telling me that you've called me to be the deliverer, the one who's going to lead your people out of bondage. Who am I to say sent me? God himself said, I am. And he said that because he knows and he knew the hearts of his people. He knew what they were faced with. He knew every detail about them. And just like he knows them, he knows you. He knows what's in your moment. Don't overlook it and think that, oh, it's not important, or I'll deal with it tomorrow. One thing I know my pastor always says, deal what you can deal with today, because tomorrow's going to be shut down. She's very true. Everyone knows I do not like doing dishes. So I say, oh, it's only a few. I mean, I'll do it tomorrow. Something comes up and I don't get a chance to. And then by the end of the week, it's a whole slew of dishes. And I go, oh, when I had the opportunity, I should have done it. And that's the same thing with us. Don't allow the moment to pass to be able to address it. Give it to God. Because if not, you don't know what the next moment is going to bring. But knowing in that moment the I am of your life, the one whom you have accepted to be your personal Lord and Savior, is concerned about that moment. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how small it may seem. He's concerned about that. And so because he's concerned about it, the scripture even goes on to say, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you, in 1 Peter 5:7. That's to the individual. And he said, cast your care, whatever care you're confronted with today, cast it on him. He didn't say, oh, no, only the minor ones, only the mid ones. He said, all of them. And he said, care, whatever you're confronted with in this moment, because you don't have control over the next. Remember, the breath that we breathe, the time that we are in, all of it belongs to God. That's why the scripture says a day is like 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is like a day. He is above time. I was thinking this week that life, human life, humanity, I believe it's like a terrarium, if I'm saying that correctly. You know, they have, you know, kind of looks like an aquarium, you know, where the fish are in, I'd be saying it wrong. And then the person, you know, feeds the fish and does all of that, or they may have some with ants in it, and you feed them, you do all those things. I think about that's how, honestly, humanity is, how the world is. God is so great and so grand that he feeds us. He takes care of us. He preserves us because he sees it all. He knows it all. And he's not just looking over here and he misses what happens over there. But no, he is so concerned about your moment, about your now. But the question is, you have what it takes to give it to him. Remember, he's giving you the faith that you need to trust him in it. And what I've learned a few years ago is that the things every day, whatever we may be facing, it may be small or maybe small, maybe large, whatever it is, you have what it takes to exercise your faith and believe in God for it, knowing that he will not make you out to be ashamed. And then also going on in that scripture, it says the one who trusts in him. It isn't to all y'all out there. It says to that one. The Bible is talking about you, me, individually, making that personal choice. He's given us the faith. He's already made it known. Look, I've given you the cornerstone. He's been chosen for it. He's precious. He's valuable. Now, I've already described all of that. Now, the one who has heard and received it, and you believe him, you put your trust in him, something is going to happen outside of that. It's kind of like those who are planters, you know, plant in the ground, or those who know about banking and investing. You put your money into an investment, or you put this seed into the ground, that seed is not going to remain there. When you know you have done everything you know to do, as an investor, you have did the research, and as a planter, you have tended the ground, and you put that seed in there, that seed will come back as a return. So when you put your trust in God, and that's all you need to do. Sometimes as people, I know for me, so used to wanting to do something. But all you have to do is the thing that's possibly not even seen. is to just say, God, I'm going to trust you today. I'm going to trust you in this. I'm going to trust you to take care of it. And that's it. Making it purposely within yourself to trust God for your moment. Because your moment is not the same as the next person's moment. That's why God always encourages us to keep looking forward. Keep looking to him. Because if we compare our moments to the next person's moment, then you end up getting distracted, or I end up getting distracted. And we think, oh, well, this is how it happened to that person, so I'm going to follow that. And then all of a sudden, your moment is worse. Be in your moment. Knowing that the God that you serve has, he is our foundation. He's going to ground you in where you at, meaning that he's going to equip you and give you whatever you need to be where you at. Because remember, he's placed us there. And like I said earlier, yes, I would love to be in Maldives somewhere. But the reality of it is, I'm not. So God, help me how to be in my moment. Help me how to be in this moment, to embrace it, to accept it, and to understand, as our God reminded me, that look, the blessing belongs to him anyway. The time belongs to him anyway. So whatever it is that may cause me to want to be anywhere else, and I'm not there, God has given us what we need to be able to remain, to put our faith and trust in him, and knowing that he is the one who will keep us, to sustain us. Because all of us have felt the need to either rush and make a decision, felt and saw the people staring at us, because it looks like that, you know, how people will judge and look at us a certain kind of way. We've experienced that. We've heard people's comments. And what, when we also try to put matters in our own hands, to try to get the job done, fix the problem, and oftentimes we try to just make the problem go away, or just to prove that we're somebody. We try to put the matters in the moment in our own hands. But when we look back, I know for me, I hadn't always been successful. But God gives us the encouragement of knowing that whatever our reason is, of why we may have made certain decisions, the God that we serve in our moment has given us the best, and that God has given us to know that he will never make us out to be ashamed. That is a guarantee that we cannot even put faith in the world to do that. That's why the world says, oh, you should never say never. That's because you can't put confidence and trust in a world that is fallen and people that are imperfect, but you can say never in Christ. Because we're not relying upon what is eventually going to pass away. But we can put our faith and confidence in the one who will never pass away. His word will never. So that's what his word says, and you put your confidence in him. That means you can say never. Because you're putting your seed into what is good. That the return has to be fruitful. And so that gives us the confidence of knowing that we won't be never be put ashamed. So no matter how long it may seem, no matter whatever our moment is, understand that Christ will never make you out to be ashamed. Again, no matter how hard the situation may seem, no matter how much we just want to throw up our hands and say, you know what, I'm tired of it. Let me just try to figure things out on my own. Because I don't see things moving. I don't see things changing. I encourage you to keep trusting, knowing that God will be there for you. He will strengthen you. He will guide you. He will encourage you. Because even as I'm reminded of a situation that when I, my other car that I had, there was a mechanic, a local mechanic that I ended up using, and he was in a rush, in a hurry, that I have to get this part, but you got to let me know, you know, to go and proceed with it because of the money and all of that. And I just learned about if you feel rushed into something, don't do it. And I'm thankful for that, because when that situation came, I told him, don't do it. And right after that, he didn't even need to even get the part. And the fix that needed to be done, he just ended up doing it for free. But I would have been out hundreds of dollars for a part that I eventually would have found I didn't need, and then have to go through all of those changes. So I encourage all of us, myself included, that whatever our moment is, whatever today brings, whatever it is in all reality, know that God will not make us ashamed in that moment. That whatever it is that we need, he will be the one to provide for. So I encourage us in that, to know that he will be there for us. He will take care of us. He will supply our every need. And as the scripture says in Philippians 4:19, and this is one of the things that was even given to us, and it says, never again will I confess lack. Yes, it may look like you may not have it. Yes, it may look like it, but confess the word of God that says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When we speak the word, then even within us has to change. God comes in because he will not deny himself. He will not deny his word. So his word gives us the reassurance that whatever my need is, he will provide it. But the question is, are we trying to hold on and baby that need, or are we willing to give it up to God? To say, God, I can't hold on to this anymore. God, I can't deal with this anymore. So I'm looking to you to do your word. I'm looking to you to do what you said you will do, because I don't have what it takes. And to be honest with you, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the same old things. I'm tired of the same outcome. I'm tired of dealing with the same old thing, wrestling with it. Let's not wrestle and get up with the broke hip. Let's be encouraged to trust him in our moment. Trust him in whatever that is. Because he will not make you out to be ashamed, nor me, nor any of us who put our trust in God. And then I want to go into the book, I Win, I Am a Survivor. Again, I encourage all of us to purchase this book. And the reason why I say that, because it's not something that you can just read, but it's something that you have to ponder. And when you ponder something, as remember, as Mary did, Jesus' mother, she pondered the things that were spoken about him. That's not something you can just take lightly. You ponder it. And then it's going to even bring about a greater understanding of some things in our past. So in the book, on page 152, if you have it, take time to go back over it. And it reads this, and it's on the second paragraph. And it says, I resolve to not become stuck in places where I have hurt the most. Isn't that the things we're talking about? No matter what our moment is, you don't have to remain in that moment in feeling despair. You have a choice. That am I going to stay in this despairing moment? Am I going to stay in this disappointing lack of this and lack of that moment? Or am I going to make a choice to do something different? Am I going to make a choice to just believe what God says in my moment? And then it goes on to say, life experiences come so you can mature in character, knowing you have what it takes to remove all barricades that may try to stunt your growth. There are always new levels of happiness, responsibility, competence, and power to help me to become everything I want to become. It's how you respond to the obstacles in life that determine how you get through them. So remember, our moments are not going to change. They're not going to go anywhere. Because that's our moment. That's what's been assigned to us for that moment. But the key of it is, are you going to make the choice to be stuck in them? Or are you going to make a choice to do something different? And even want to mention that two things. In the paragraph, two words came to me, resilience and endurance. We can either remain seated, or you can turn that seat into a step stool. And God and his power and his might will even reveal a ladder that you can climb up on. See, remember, God sees the things that we don't see. We may be only able to see the front door, but God can see into the executive suite. There are some great things that God has for us that we don't see, because remember, we can only see the front door. So I want to encourage you with that, to trust in the God who can see the best in your moment, and knowing that he will not make you out to be ashamed. So we just thank God for this opportunity and for you spending your time with us today. So, God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for your love, your mindfulness, your compassion, your Holy Spirit who is with us. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that all those who are participants, my Lord God, that you will encourage them with your word. And we thank you, God, for all that you have done, all that you're in the midst of doing. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. And we pray that at your appointed time, you will bring us back, my Lord, to hear what you have to say. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So thank you, everyone, again. Have a wonderful Friday and weekend, and be blessed.